So how does one go about putting together a nutcracker for 35 years?
Well, you break it up into parts, and everybody does a part. It's kind of like a score to an orchestra. The flutes play their part, the violas play their part, the drummers play their part, and you have good cast coordinators, good people managing to making sure all this comes together. And then finally that last week, it all does come together on the stage. Everybody does their part, and over the years you put people in to supervise those parts that really are good at that, bringing in the new people, managing the old people, and then it all fits together like a puzzle piece. It all comes into focus that last week. But that's the key. It's like working with a large score just the way you would a symphony orchestra.
And when do the costumes get involved, and do you start putting the finishing touches on it?
A lot of the costumes we use year after year, they get revamped some, and then new ones are introduced from time to time, sort of as budget permits and as needed. But we begin to fit people in those costumes right away. I mean, it's I think the first weekend we have some costume fittings. They're sort of spread out over the first few weeks, and everybody gets to come over to CY Stevens and try on their costume. And then there are lots of pictures on Facebook of people in their costumes. And that's, you know, part of the fun. That's where the fun starts. We have a few costumes that come to us, and those are some of the bigger ones or you know, more delicate ones. We bring the mouse costume and the nutcracker head to the studio so they can get used to dancing in the mouse king head and the nutcracker head and the big mouse king cape, and they figure out how to manage that, and Drosselmeyer gets his magic tricks and so forth. It takes a while, but again, we have great people that make that happen.
So I can see how if something was brand new, you would really be ready to jump in like the first couple of years. But now we're 35 years in, and what keeps you wanting to do this and coming back every year to do it again and again?
The people of the community. They love it so much. They love being involved. They love helping bring the magic to the stage. They love the challenge of finding new parts. There's always a little new part that happens, little new intrigue into the living room scene. New casting, you know, we have adults that are in the mouse, that are stellar mice this year. How it changes around, it's never the same because the people change. And the people bring the magic to it, and they bring the love of performing. It's just all about sharing and sharing in a different way. So instead of having a potluck with food, we're sort of having a potluck with dance.
Yeah, it just goes from year to year. The children are enthusiastic about doing it. If we thought of not doing it, it'd be like in the summer taking away Little League or taking away Christmas. It's just expected of us. I mean, I'm afraid to retire, but I mean, I'd be killed, I think, by a bunch of six-year-olds. But there's enough people working on this that I'm hoping this will continue to go forward as it has in many, many communities long after I'm sitting on a beach somewhere sipping a pina colada.
It's just hard to stay away. I know a lot of adults in the party scene say, yeah, this is my last year. I'm done. I've done enough of them. And next year they're back. Couldn't stay away.
Even our graduates, like the guys who've done the Nutcracker, you know, danced the Nutcracker, the role of that part, they came back. I said, what are you doing here? I thought you were in New York dancing. But it's Nutcracker. I have to come back. This is, you know, they feel that that's where they belong, is on CY stage doing the Nutcracker. So, wow, what awesome ownership and camaraderie and common responsibility.
The person that does the lead this year, Joy, was actually a Clara in one of the original productions. So she's come back, and it happens over and over again.